Hey guys, welcome to our channel. My name is Pastor Sam, and I'm so happy that you have tuned in today. It's 2025. Can you believe it? We are here. But in this year, we are expecting more and more from God. In Psalm 115, verse 14, it says, "The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children." So this year, you can expect more glory, more power, more faith. Come on, guys. More anointing. More of God's goodness in your life. Expect miracles. Expect breakthroughs. Expect stubborn areas of your life to shift and change. Not only you, you and your children. The entire family comes along for more and more.
Go to the book of Jude. It is one page in your Bible. So it's going to be hard to find. All right, right before Revelation, the book that freaks everybody out. The book of Revelation. Right, we're going to go to Jude, and we're going to go all the way down to verse 20, right? If it's giving you a hard time, just look on the screen, and you'll find it when you go home as your homework. All right, are we ready to read? Let's read together. But you, but who? But you, beloved, building, somebody shout building. Somebody shout building. Yourselves. This one is personal. You see that? This one is personal. But you, first, beloved, building yourself how? Up. Somebody shout up. Say, I'm building up. Say, I'm building up. You know, when you get sick, you catch the flu, after that they say your body needs some building up, right? You need to get back your strength. Building up yourself where? On your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Spirit. Now, we covered praying in the Holy Spirit on Wednesday. If you weren't here, go back and look at the live stream. You're going to see that sermon on praying in the Holy Spirit. But today we're going to talk about what? Building up yourself in your most holy faith. Somebody say, invest in faith. Say, invest in faith. Invest in what you believe. Come on. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. Father, pray, Holy Ghost, you talk to us today in the name of Jesus, that we become investors in what we believe. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. This morning, this sermon is called Invest in Faith. You know, we're all, most of us are here working. We're in working age. And they tell us to what? Invest for your future. Invest for your future. Most times when you're looking for a job, everyone say, you know, get a job with good what? Benefits. That when you retire, you're going to have something to fall back on. And that's a great plan. Amen? It is the wise thing to do. Do not say that when you're old, your kids are going to take care of you, because there's a sad reality in life. Sometimes children die before parents. Sometimes children move away and they forget about parents. It's not the right thing. It is an ungodly thing. Let me just say that first of all. Because the Bible instructs children to what? Honor your parents. And part of the honor is to take care of your parents and look out and look after them. In the culture we live, people are very selfish. And people forget about their parents, and they forget. You know, even spiritual parents, people do not remember spiritual parents. You have to honor your spiritual parent, because somebody brought you up in the Lord. Amen. Just like parents bring you up in life, you have a spiritual father and mother that brings you up in the things of God. So you ought to honor your parents. Honor your father and your mother. Amen? So today I want to urge you to invest in faith. The Bible says, building up yourself in your most holy faith. You do not have an ordinary faith. You have a very big, it is complex but yet simple, because the Holy Spirit makes it simple. The only reason we can understand the things of God, of a person we do not see. Let's start here. When you go to work, you actually see your money. Isn't it true? When you get your pay, you actually see that you get paid $700, $800, $500, not $500. I hope nobody's working $500 a week, right? Unless you're doing part-time. But you see the money you work for. You know, these days, 500 a week can't really cut in it. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Amen. All right, I'm going to go slow. You know, 500 a week can't cut it. Nobody here is going to go and work full time for 500 a week. Is that true? I don't think that happens. 500 a week, 8 hours a day for 5 days, and you get 800? That doesn't sound right. If you get a job at McDonald's, you're going to make more than $500 a week working full time. Right? I just wanted to be clear there. Right? Now, if you're currently working that amount, just keep working and believe God for more. All right? Good. But what I'm saying, you need to invest in your faith. Just like we invest financially and we hope for a future, we get our money, we spend a little, we save some, we give generously. You can't spend all. Hello? You can't spend all. You can't give all. Are you tracking?
Yes.
You have to save some, and then what you do with it? You invest it for the future. In the same light, the word of God is encouraging us, just like we lay up treasure for the future, we ought to lay up treasure in our faith. Yes. We ought to spend time investing in what it is we believe. You know, if you ask the average church goer, what do you believe? They're like, I don't really know. You ask the average person that goes to church week after week, tell me something you believe. And you might be surprised at the answer you get. Imagine you're asked, the moment you walk out of church, you go to the restaurant to buy your lunch, the person said, what do you guys believe down at Faith Church? It is very important that we invest in our faith. It's very important that we take time off to study the word of God. It is important that we spend time off to listen attentively to what the preacher says. It is not enough for you to be distracted during the preaching. Because if you are distracted by the preaching, can I tell you who is working? It's the devil. Because the Bible says the devil comes to what? Steal. All right, watch yourself now. The devil, remember the sword went out to what? Sow seed. Some fell on good ground, came late. Some fell among thorns. Some fell on rocky ground. What's the other ground? Somebody said ramen. Some fell on good ground. Some fell, right? I think it was four. Some fell among thorns. Oh, by the wayside. Some fell by the wayside. And what came? The birds came and ate it. I don't want none of you to be a wayside Christian, where the moment the word is dropped, the bird, or that represents the devil, comes and picks out the word. I want you to become good ground. I want you to be people that are intentional about your walk with God. So when somebody say, what do you believe? You're going to open your mouth and say, I believe that Jesus is the Lord. I believe that he is the Savior of the world. I believe, hey my God, that he died, he buried, and he rose again. I believe that he's coming again. But how can that happen? You must invest in what you believe. The word said, building up yourself in your most holy. It is not an ordinary faith. It is not a belief system of a man. It is a system. When you get saved, you have to conform to it. The Bible says in Romans 12:2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. If you don't conform to Christ, you will not become transformed. To be conformed means to be submitted. And you become pliable, that wherever God wants to twist you or turn or shape or mold, you bend in that fashion. The lady was on the 5 train, 4 stops away. Sorry, she was on the 2 train, 4 stops away from her destination. But God twisted her plan. And God says, get off. I've got a child that is stranded, that needs help. She don't look like you. You black, but she Chinese. Ching long, ling long, blue. But you go down there and you help her. You get down there and you be the angel. You get down there and represent. But she has invested time in her faith. She gets up and she prays at 2 a.m. She said, Lord, if you gotta beat me and wake me up that I might invest in the things of God. When you invest in your faith, it is not for you only. It is not only for you. When you build yourself up, you become a helper. You become like the God that you serve. The God that rescued and saved and draw a man out of his sin and helped him on the journey and give him the grace to do it. God comes alongside every man and helps them. And when you conform to him, you become a helper. You become a blessing. You become a channel of God's goodness. But this only happened when you invest. You can't, when you retire, go to Social Security and say, how much is my check? When you never put anything in there. You've got to invest. When you, every month, on your payroll, you see, they took $100 to Social Security. You see your teeth. Trump taking my money again. Uncle Sam taking my money again. But you keep giving them that money. And when you turn 65, you are now able to go and put a demand on the system. You can go down to Social SSA and you could say, I've been paying into the system. I've been investing consistently into the system. You see, the problem is the church wants to withdraw, but they don't want to invest. The church wants to put a demand on God, but you don't want to invest in the things of God. You don't want to give to the work of God. You don't want to serve in the church. Oh, I don't got time. I'm busy. My God, this week I worked to exhaustion. This morning I went to pray. I can't even pray. I was sleeping. I set my alarm for 4:30 to wake up this morning. I know Cheryl was mad because she knows I set alarms and I don't even hear it. But I set the alarm. I was so tired because we went to Uterize last night. My hot water tank. Oh, my God. I never took cold showers like this. When I took the cold shower this week, I feel like I draw a cold right away. You know, normally when you suck ice, you get brain freeze. When I throw the water on my head, I got a brain freeze. No, like seriously. I had to take a couple minutes and catch myself. But yeah, we have to invest if we're going to withdraw. You've got to be willing to make sacrifices. The Bible said to present your bodies. Present your bodies. Tell somebody, present your body. Tell them, present your body. Not in front of the mirror. No, not in church. He said to present your body, not at the workplace. He said present your body, not at the restaurant. He said present your body, not down at some fancy, nice. No, he said present your bodies a living sacrifice. Meaning, all the strength that you have is to be invested into the work of God. Why you think we get you to pray for souls is so that you're going to invest in prayer to go and tell somebody about Jesus. You're going to invest in prayer that you're not going to be lazy and lackadaisical. Because when you are lazy, the Bible says, when men slept, the enemy came in and so turns. When you're sleeping and you're being lazy, the enemy comes in, disrupts your family, destroys your children, destroy the livelihood that you built one by one by one. He comes in and he steals, he kills, he destroys. But this morning I've come to get somebody to invest in faith, invest in what you believe, get to know the God that you serve. He said, they that know their God, they shall be what? Strong. They shall be strong.
strong, and they shall do amazing things. They're going to do exploits. They're going to live extraordinary lives. They're going to live lives of faith, that when man says no, you say God says yes. And when God says yes, that means it is done. And I believe it, and you're going to see it. Sometimes you just got to tell the world, don't worry, I believe it, you're going to see it. I believe it, you're going to see it. I believe it, you're going to experience it. I believe it, you may not get it, but you're going to be left with your mouth open, because that our God that I serve, he is El Shaddai. He's a God of plenty. He's a God that supplies all my needs. My emotional needs, my spiritual needs, my physical needs. He gives me my daily bread. David said, I was young and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed go begging bread. Invest in your faith. Invest in your faith. Don't get a... We're not out to offend nobody, but Jesus said we're in the world, but we're not of the world. I said we're not here to offend nobody, but the clear statement of our Savior is we are in the world, but we're not of the world. So now we got to say, when they ask you what you believe, say we believe in divine healing. We believe in divine healing. And like, what do you mean divine healing? Let me help you. You see that lady? Come. I like using her. Oh, no, let's use the birthday girl. Birthday girl, stand up. Birthday girl had a pain where, and I think was in her hand. She couldn't move her hand, right? Was your fingers? You couldn't move. And she didn't even come to church, but I was praying at Elevate Your Faith. And she looked and she believed online. Say online. Online. She believed online. She believed where? She was watching the stream. I want to tell you, don't take the stream for granted. Oh, when you're listening, listen intently. When you're participating, take some time out and invest in your service. You may not be able to make it to church, but say, I'm going to be on here for the next hour and a half, 2 hours, and I'm going to invest my time to get what God is dishing. And she believed, and right there, she was healed. Is that true? Is that true? Amen. You may be seated. That little lady sitting in the back there. Come, stand up. Stand up, mama. Sister Siri, stand up. Yeah, Sister Siri. She went to the doctor. The doctor tell her something's wrong with her stomach. They give her a whole bag of medication. A whole ton of medication they give her to take. But one word went forth. And I prayed for her stomach. And she never used any. Is your stomach healed? But we got to invest in what we believe. We have to invest in what we believe and study the word, that faith might arise. That faith to believe God for the impossible will come alive. A little lady sitting in the back there too, she used to come to church with the cane. She had osteoarthritis. And during the 21 days of fasting and prayer, God visited her in her house. She normally comes off the bed slow. But she said one day she jumped off the bed so fast. And she's like, wait, what just happened? She went back on the bed to check herself out. She said, wait, I normally take my time. How come I got up so fast? Without her cane, she got off the bed. And when she went back on the bed, she came off fast again. She said, you know what? God heal my body. And today God baptized her with the Holy Ghost. Stand and give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. Mighty God. I want to tell you, when you invest in the things of God, God is going to meet you. What she did, she set herself aside to fast. At her age, she said, I'm going to fast for 21 days. Invest in faith. Invest in what it is you believe. Praise God. So when somebody say, what you believe? Say, we believe in divine healing. We believe that Jesus is a healer. We believe that Jesus is God. The Bible says in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word is what? The Word is what? Who is the word? Jesus is the word of God that is revealed to man. Amen? So when they question you, you just give them the word. And the Bible says that all things were made by him, that Jesus is the creator. Colossians 1:16, you can read that. We believe that he is the sustainer. You got to walk with me. I'm moving fast. Hey, he is the sustainer of everything. Hebrews 1:13, go and read that. We believe that through Jesus, you get everlasting life. John 3:16, that whosoever believes in him shall not what? Perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. We believe that salvation is a gift. You don't have to work for it. You just receive it by faith. Ephesians 2 verse what? 8 and 9. Amen? We got to invest, guys. You got to invest. You got to invest. You got to invest time memorizing the word of God, that the word of God can dwell in you what? Richly. We all want to be rich, but I want to tell you the more of God you get in you, it's, oh God, that is riches cannot be measured. That is riches that the world cannot put a number to. It is eternal riches that's going to take you through this life and the life to come. Hallelujah. We believe in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our helper. He's our guide. He's our teacher. He's our leader. He's the empowerment. He's the one that is always on standby, ready to help. Amen. We believe that he's our comforter. Whenever you're going through a tough time, you can lean on him. When the struggles of life hit you and the sorrows of life come, when death comes knocking at your door and your loved ones go home, they may go with the Lord, some may not believe, but you still have the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Somebody give God praise. You got to invest. We have a discipleship program here at Faith Church. It's about to come to an end, and we're going to start right back in a couple of weeks. It goes for 11 weeks. And the people that invest their time into discipleship, they become stable. They become grounded. They become rooted in God. What do you think? Waves don't try to throw them over. The devil throw the biggest waves at those that invest in their faith. When you decide that you're going to walk with God, all hell breaks loose. And the enemy is mad because he's saying, I've lost this one. And I cannot get her, but I'm going to send hell her way. But the promise of God is, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise a standard. You got to know that there is a defense system for the believer. No matter what you go through, you're going to go through the floods and it shall not overtake you. You're going to go through the fire and you shall not be consumed. He has given you the power to be sustained. He's the one that keeps you. He said, behold, he that keeps Israel neither slumbers nor sleep. My God, he is don't need a nap. He don't need to rest. He is, for his eyes are on his children. But you got to invest. How are you going to know? You got to invest in the things of God. Spend time with the word. Spend time hearing the word. You want faith? Listen to the word. You want faith? Listen to the word. Put on your Bible app and let it play. You're saying, I don't got time to read. I want to tell you another style. Hear the word of God. I say, hear the word. I say, hear the word. Hear the word. Hear the word. Hear the word. Faith comes by hearing. You know how this is true? You want to get discouraged? Go listen to the news. Go watch CNN. Go watch NBC. MSNBC. Go watch Fox. Oh my God, you feel like you're going to a foxhole after you're done. But because you think it's all over. But when you hear the good news of God, that he loves you, that he cares for you, that his plan is to heal you and to deliver you and to set you free and to give you a future hope for you. Oh, you're not going nowhere. He has a hope for you and he has a future for you. He has a great plan for you. You read Jeremiah 29:11. I know. The plans I have for who? You. Who got to build up your faith? You got to build up your faith. Who got to spend time with God? You got to spend time with God. Who got to pray? You got to pray. Who got to fellowship? You got to fellowship. Who got to be in church? You got to be in church.
When they asked you why you're always going to church, you said, I believe in it. Ooh. I believe in going to church. I said, I believe in going to church. Do you believe in it? Do you know where you're at? You're in church. The book of Hebrews says, forsake not the assembling of yourself. What it says? Come on, help me, church. What it says? Forsake not. If that means do not forsake coming. That means do not stay home when it's church time. Look at it. Not forsaking the what? The what? The assembling or the coming together of yourself, as is the manner of some. I want to tell you, ignore the some. Don't listen to the some. There are some that's going to say you can go once a month. There's some that's going to say you can go twice a month. There's some that's even say you could go once every 3 months. Some say you could only go on Easter and you can go on Christmas. Some say you can go when there's a wedding or there's a funeral. And some hope that they will get married in the church and they might be buried by the church. But I got to preach a sermon. Ignore the some. Ignore the some. Don't listen to the some. You invest in what you believe. Build yourself up in your most holy faith. Your faith is a holy faith. It is not an ordinary faith. It's not an ideology of a man where you're going to learn everything, 1, 2, 3. We will never know everything. I got breaking news for you. We'll never know everything. We're going to understand it better by and by. We're not going to understand everything about Jesus now. We're not going to understand how some get healed, some don't get healed. We're not going to understand how some miracle took place, some didn't take place. We're not going to understand it. We're not going to understand. But it shall be revealed to us in the future. We believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. I said we believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. Genesis 1:27. He made them man, male, and female. Genesis 2:24. My God, I'm giving you scriptures. Matthew 19:4-6. 1 Corinthians 7:2. Ephesians 5:22-33. Proverbs 18:11. We believe marriage is between what? A man and a woman. Now, you don't have to worry who hates it. That's okay. But this is what we believe. Many people have tried to get the church to preach other things. We're not going down that road. We're not flying no gay flag outside the church. No. We're not flying the LGBTQ church. No. We're not doing it down. That movement has a time. It is temporary. But Jesus is eternal. I said Jesus is eternal. Now, we love everybody. If you're gay, twisted, if you're straight, we love you, everybody. Body we love. And Jesus is for everybody. Yeah. You hear what I just said? Yeah. Just like I'm on preach and pray, I'm on preach on that too. Yeah. Ooh. We believe that there are only things that marriage people should do. Yeah. Like have sex. Yeah. Sex is for what? Marriage. It is ordained by God. It was instituted by God. So if you're not married and you're joking around, stop it. Cut it out. Hebrews 13:4, Matthew 19:4-5. God hates fornication. I said God hates it. It is a, look what it said, marriage is what? Marriage is what? So when you get married, you honor God. Did you hear what I just said? When you get married, you honor God. Obey God. You're being respectable to God. Give it up for the married people. Come on, clap your hand, man. Give it up for them. The bed is what? Meaning you could have fun in there, baby. That's why when you get married, ooh, it's Christmas every day. Except when you're fighting. But that's what it means. When you get married, the bed is on the fire. It is open. It is your time to enjoy. But until then, wait. Somebody say, wait. Somebody say, wait. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. So when you get in the bed and you get married, it's fireworks. Jesus. Mighty God, help them, Lord. We believe that we should rejoice in the Lord always. We should what? Listen, let me tell you. And if you're trapped in that area and your spouse don't want to get married, pray for your spouse. Amen. Not your spouse, the person you're living home with. Let me talk to you guys real now. If you're in a relationship and that person don't want to get married to you, you got to give them an ultimatum. Say, I'm going to pray for you that you get it right or I'm out of here. Amen. And if he loves you, he's going to marry you. Amen. If he loves you, he's going to marry you. Say, bye-bye. You don't want to honor God. I want to honor God. And for those who commit in adultery, sleeping with other people's husband, get it right. Leave the people's husband alone. And those who sleeping with other people's wives, leave the people's wives alone. Because God has a special judgment for those who break families. God loves family. The devil hates families. So whenever you are breaking up a family, you're working with the devil. You are an undercover agent. You are an undercover agent for the world of darkness. We believe that we should live pure before God. So when the man come and say, why you don't want to give me a piece? Say, Jesus has it all. Jesus has it all. So I can't give you what doesn't belong to you. If you want a piece, put a ring on it. So, let's go back. But invest in your faith. So you're going to know your value. One thing I'm proud of the single people here, I know you guys don't fool around. I know that. The people that are in faith, I know you guys don't fool around. I see how the women live. A lot of you are single women. I see how you carry yourself. I see how you carry yourself. And God bless you guys. And maintain it. Maintain your dignity. Keep your dignity. You're not cheap. I say you're not cheap. You're not cheap, nor are you easy. So they're not going to push you around now and then push you around later. Because when you marry them, they're going to have an outside woman on you. Because you were fine one way, you're going to find the other way too. Keep your dignity. And that goes for the old ladies too. These old ladies be hot these days. Pray for them girls. Cha-ching. You see how they're laughing? Cha-ching. Jesus. Yeah. So, but we got to know what we believe in. We believe that Jesus is our substitution for sin. He said, though your sins be like scarlet. What did he say? Find that scripture. Put up, you shall be like wool. And though it be like what? What's the other thing? Crimson? What's the other part? That thing always makes me up. Red like crimson, what are you going to be like? White as wool. And if it be like what? What's the other part? It's two parts. See, we're not investing in faith. All right, that's not it. Okay, yeah, come here. There we go. No, no, go back to the other one. Come, let us what? Come, let us what? Normally, when we were growing up in Guyana, and you see a Bina girl talking on the street, you say, he's reasoning her. Anybody remember that? Yeah, yeah, if you're from Guyana, you know that. He's reasoning. Because what? When you reason, you don't reason loud. Come share. Let me show them how to reason. She love it. So normally when people reasoning, they reason quietly. Very, I love you very much. Right? I can't say the rest. But yeah. But God is saying, come, let us reason together. God wants to be intimate with you. I said, God, Jesus wants to be personal with you. Jesus don't want to be, he don't want me to know him through Josie. He want me to know him for myself.
He wants you to know him for yourself. That's why the Bible says, choose ye this day who you will serve. If God is God, you serve him. It's a personal thing. So God said, what he says? Come, let us reason together, says who? And look at this. This is what he want to talk to you about. Though your sins are like scarlet, meaning it's red, visible, and bold. Though your sins are like scarlet, he's going to turn it around. Look what he says. They shall be white as snow. How do you go from crimson red to white as snow? You know who takes care of that? God takes care of that. Amen. That's not your business to figure that out. Amen. He says in John chapter 3, he said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. And he said to Nicodemus, do not be confused that I say to you, you must be born again. Nicodemus said, how can I be born again when I'm old? It's confusing. He said, you don't worry about that. He said, just how you see the wind blow, you don't know where it's coming from. That is what happens when you become born again. I blow your sins away. I blow the red out of your slate. When I blow on it, all your sin is washed away. And you become like what? Come on, keep the scriptures up. Representing not working in the back. What's going on? Representing like it's on the clock. You got to pay it to be on. They shall be as white as snow, and though they be red, like crimson. Scarlet and crimsons are deep colors. They're not easily moved. When you put them, they're outstanding. You put them against anything, they show. Some of us were some terrible sinners, but mighty God, when they saw you, they saw sinner man. When they saw you, they saw sinner girl. They even taught you sinner buns. No, but guess what? When you got saved, they say, wait, is that Paulette? I hope nobody named Paulette in here. Is that Zephaniah? I know nobody named Zephaniah. This used to be Cinnamon. But thank God for the blood of Jesus. I said, thank God for the blood of Jesus. So we believe that Jesus is our substitution. He took our sins and he nailed it to the cross. When he died, he nailed my sins over there. And he nailed your sins. And he nailed your grandchildren's sins. And he nailed your great-grandchildren's sin. But there's a scripture that says, John chapter 1 verse 12, to as many as receive him. We believe that you have to receive Jesus. To them he gives what? The power to become what? He gives you the power. He gives you the right. Who gives you the right? Jesus, my God. He gives you the right to become the children of God to those who believe on his name. Next verse. Look at it. What it says. 13. Who were born not of what? Not of blood. Not of the will of the flesh. Not of the will of man. But who were you born of? Come on, who are you born of? I said, who are you born of? We're born of God. So how will you know this? You got to invest in your faith. You have to spend time and invest. Just like you invest in your retirement plan. Or you invest in your relationship. Now I want to talk to you. If you're married and you don't spend no time with your wife, you're going to be in trouble. Not with God. You're going to be in trouble with your wife. You heard what I just said? If you don't spend no time with your wife, you're going to be in trouble with her. And if your wives don't spend no time with their husband, you better believe you're going to be in some real big trouble with that man too. Because if she's not spending no time with me, I'm kind of mad. If she only wants to spend time with her kids, she got 5 of them, and all she thinks is about her kids, what happened to me? Goat bite me or something? You know what I mean? So that's how your spouse may feel, like something is wrong with them. Because you don't want to be with them. If somebody is nice, don't you want to be with them?
Amen.
Come on, talk to me.
Yes.
You know, when you come to church, there's some people you know you can't wait to see them. Who got some favorite people at church? Yeah, they got some people you're looking for. They're going to get a nice smile. They give you a nice hug. They get a little encouragement for your week. Isn't that true?
Yes.
Right. So it's the same way. Now, if you're not, there's this one person in church, nobody's greeting them. How you think that person's going to feel? Like something is wrong with them. And eventually they're probably going to stop coming to the church. It's the same way how you think some wives end up leaving men. You don't talk to the women. You don't talk to the women. You got to talk to your woman.
Yeah.
Or else, guess what? Peter Jane down the road is waiting to talk to her.
Yes.
And my husband never listens to me. Oh, but talk to me. I'm here. If you will talk to her, she don't have time to go listen to nobody else. So I'll pass a share when I leave home, I'm chewing up her phone, calling her, making sure, talking to her. I just saw her. I'm talking to her again. My sheep know my voice. If your sheep don't know your voice, you're in trouble. Why do you think you guys can sit there and listen to me at 1:30? Other church people gone, church half empty. But you know my voice. I'm serious. And you know, when I open my mouth, it's going to be something to bless your life and elevate you and build you up and strengthen you in Jesus. So, wives, talk to your husband. Spend time with each other. Hold each other's hand. Oh, they're always acting so romantic. You better believe, yeah. What, you want me to act like stranger with my wife? Oh, they're always taking up pictures together. Hello, dog. What, you want me to take pictures with you? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Parents, talk to your children. Let's go there now. Talk to your children. Spend time with your children. Invest in your relationship. Whatever you put in. Whatever you put in. You could put a demand on it because you put something there. I want to tell somebody, let's get it right. We believe that we should spend time with each other, treat each other good, love each other. We can't just talk love up here and don't show love down there. You with me? So those are some of the things we believe. So I'm going to stop right there and I'm going to hold it. But I want to encourage you this week, spend some time in your faith. Many of you never signed up for discipleship. Go to faithchurch.life. Sign up for discipleship that you could invest in your faith. So whenever you are pressured for an answer, you can give an answer with what? Confidence. This is what the Word of God says. When somebody asks, how do you know that I'm saved? You say, Jesus has given me the right to become a child of God. Let's all stand.
Welcome back, guys. I trust that you enjoyed today's sermon. And that you are ready to take action. Don't just hear the word, but put the word to practice. Remember to connect with us on all of our social media platforms. We're on Instagram, YouTube, Threads, TikTok. Just come on over there and follow us. And remember to subscribe to this channel so that you'll get your notifications every time we either go live or we upload new content. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for those that are watching right now. I pray, Lord, that you'll touch them and you will encourage them. I pray as they've heard the word, they will take action in Jesus' name and their lives will never be the same. Amen.